7:20 on this absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. As you heard in the news, there's an amendment to the Safe Start Order. This new executive order, 2020-160, says that starting tomorrow, Friday, statewide indoor gatherings limited to 10 people. Bars up north will join the rest of the state and be closed for indoor service. Joining us right now to talk more about her most recent executive order is Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor Whitmer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Help us understand the reasoning behind this new order.
So what we're seeing is an uptick in COVID cases across the state. And in northern Michigan, we've been fortunate not to have had such a tough experience with COVID as the rest of the state has had. But we are seeing a very concerning uptick. And so we're trying to avoid moving them back into phase four by tightening up on a few things. And that means indoor bar service, which is where we know lots of outbreaks have happened. Also, bringing down the number of people in a social gathering. That's where we're seeing really concerning growth in COVID numbers. And to avoid moving them back to phase four, we just thought we'd tighten up on these couple of metrics and see if that can move the numbers down. Because the goal, of course, is to safely resume in-person instruction. And that's just 4 weeks away, and what our actions today will determine whether or not we can do that.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that. This is a huge decision that our school administrators, parents are having to make. What advice do you give them as they try to make decisions about how to start school?
Well, I wish I could give, you know, a hard and fast line about when it will be safe and what it'll look like and predict our behavior today and what it'll mean for us in 4 weeks. But unfortunately, we've got to stay nimble and vigilant, watch the numbers, and encourage everyone to do the right thing. I am a parent, too. I'd love to see my kids back in-person instruction in the fall, and yet I know we've got to be very careful about how we do it. Other nations have successfully re-engaged in-person education, but it's only successful where COVID numbers are declining significantly and over a 2-week period of time. And that's why right now we got to tighten things up to increase the odds that we're going to be able to be safely resuming in person.
Governor, here's one thing that I hear a lot of people say. They say, well, yes, the numbers may be going up, but the survival rate is high, the death rate is lower, and our hospitals are not overtaxed right now. We've got plenty of bed space for patients should they need them. So doesn't that factor into the decision-making a little bit?
It's another factor. However, we know that hospitalizations are a lagging indicator. Death rates are a lagging indicator. What happens today will determine how many positive cases there are in 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks after that is when you'll see an impact on hospitalizations. 2 to 3 weeks after that is when you'll see an impact on mortality rates. And that's why taking it seriously now, because we know this can heat up fast. Anyone who is skeptical of that just needs to look at the state of Florida right now and to see that they are in crisis. Their economy is going to be impacted for a long, long time because they didn't take this seriously, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
The executive order says that as of tomorrow, statewide indoor gatherings are limited to 10 people. I want to get back to schools for a moment. How is a classroom gathering different from that?
So, a classroom gathering where we can really ensure that we're following protocols, that students are separated and they're in smaller cohorts. There are a lot of ways that we can do this, but it's only if the numbers are declining. And I think that's the big unknown that we all have a role to play in. So I understand, you know, parents' concerns and teachers' concerns. And I think, you know, every one of us is watching these numbers and knows if the numbers keep increasing, it's going to be unlikely that it will be safe to be in schools. But at this point in time, to keep numbers down and to push those numbers in the right direction, curtailing social gatherings is one of the most important things that we can do.
I know you're keeping a close eye on the negotiations going on in Washington for another stimulus package. What would help Michigan the most? What are you hoping to see Congress settle on?
So something, something, you know, the HEROES Act that the U.S. House passed really is the kind of wraparound supports we'll need for our kids, for our small businesses, for expanding health care and doing the testing and tracing we need to do to stay safe. The Senate proposal, it falls far short of what we need in terms of local assistance and state assistance. And so this is a negotiation point. This is where they start working together, and my hope is they land somewhere in the middle, because whether it's the education of our kids or the tracing that is so crucial, or the expansion of health care and making sure that people get the care they need, all of these are fundamentals that we need in the midst of a global pandemic more than ever, and that's what's at risk if they don't get it done.
The executive orders that you issue are really only effective if they're enforced, and we've heard law enforcement, even in our own local area here, say that they are not able to or going to enforce executive orders. They would ask rather if somebody has concerns about somebody not following your executive order that they contact the state attorney general's office. How do you respond to that, and how difficult is it to try and control this if you can't enforce these executive orders?
Well, the executive orders have the force of law. I've been challenged in court, and the actions I've taken have been upheld. They've been driven by the need to protect people. And so long as the science tells us we've got to take actions like this, we're going to do it. And we expect the people who are in law enforcement to do their jobs. Now, all of that being said, the scope and impact of these orders are more reliant on the actions of people taking them seriously. And by and large, that's happening. So when there are some people in law enforcement who aren't doing their jobs, which is enforcing the law, which is what these orders are, the good news is that the vast majority of people are taking this seriously and doing the right thing, and it shows. And I'm grateful to the people of Michigan for showing how smart we are and putting Michigan as a leader in the country when it comes to the actions we've taken and the lives we've saved.
Governor, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.